Welcome to Maseches Eduyos, Perek Daled, Mishnah Tes, Chapter 4, Mishnah 9. My apologies if there's any background noise, but I'm recording on a plane. You know, we saw in the previous Mishnah the concept of Yibum. If a fellow is married, he dies without any children, there's a mitzvah for his brother to marry his widow. If, let's say, he doesn't want to, there's chalitza, a special ceremony. She removes his shoe, she spits in front of him. We've talked about it many times. There's an additional wrinkle, which is that there's something called Mamar. Mamar is that after the brother dies, and now she falls to Yibum, to the brother of the deceased, what happens if he puts a ring on her finger and says, Harei HaMekudesh Esli? What does that do? So we'll see in this Mishnah that there's a big machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, as soon as he puts a ring on her finger, that's already considered married. They're 100% married, even though they haven't yet consummated the marriage. Beis Hillel holds it doesn't really work. Maybe Midrabanan, it's a mixas kinin, it's a partial acquisition, and we'll see that there's a practical nafkamina, a practical manifestation of this halacha. Says the Mishnah, Shloisha Achin, if let's say there were three brothers, Shnayim Behem Nesuim L'Shtei Achayos, two of them are married to sisters, Ve'achan Mufna, there's a single brother. Meis Echad Mibalei Achayos, one of the fellows married to one of the sisters dies without children. Ve'yathuba Mufna Maimer, and the single brother goes, and instead of doing a complete yibum, consummating the marriage, he puts a ring on her finger and says, Arayat Mekudesh Esli. Now, before he has a chance to consummate the marriage, now the second brother dies without children. So it comes out that there's two sisters that are kind of waiting for Yibum. One that he did Mimer, and now the recent widow. Beis Shammai, Yoram Beis Shammai says, since he did Mimer to the first one, Ishtayima, she's considered his wife 100%, he can stay married to her. The Halon, the second one that falls to him, is his wife's sister. If an Erva, a forbidden relation, falls to you, the Halacha is, she can't marry him, there's nothing to do, it's considered his wife's sister, and she goes free. Beis Hillel says, no, it's more complex than that. The first woman that he said, Harei HaMekudesh Esli, that he did Maimer, he has to give her a get, because it's a partial Kiddushin. But he also has to give her Chalitza, because it's not a complete marriage, and he can't do Yibum, because it's a Chalitza, it's the sister of someone who felt him to Yibum, namely the most recent widow. And the most recent widow, he also can't marry because it's the sister of a fellow that he partially married, Bechalitza. So he has to do Chalitza. Zui Shamru, on a situation like this, people say, Eloi Alishtoi, Eloi Alishasachiv, woe is unto him because of his wife that he's married to. He has to give her a get and Chalitza, and he can't stay married to her. And he also can't marry the most recent widow, her sister, his brother's wife, because it's a Chais Kukasai. So it comes out the fellow lost out due to no fault of his own whatsoever. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.